Did you push the right button, Dave?
Yes, it's recording. Episode 39 of Two Boobs and a Baby. I'm Dave.
I'm Heather.
And this is Two Boobs and a Baby, episode 39.
Ella just looked off and was like, just said that, Dad. You're repeating yourself.
You don't understand. Like, actually, Ella was just... Ella was just eating, feeding on Heather, and she just kind of came off, and she's hanging her head upside down looking at me really weird right now, kind of looking at me like...
Trying to eat here.
Can you keep it down, please? I'm trying to have some food. Thanks. And nope, she's still staring at me, and she's smiling.
Is she making you uncomfortable?
A little bit.
So...
Not bad for a girl with an ear infection.
Yeah. Oh, man. So last podcast, you heard Ella coughing and all that. Yep. Back to the doctor. Literally, we've been every week for like the last, what?
Six, seven weeks. Yeah.
Crazy. So Ella's got another ear infection.
And why did we leave Canada again? I know I keep saying this.
It's negative whatever there.
That's a good point.
And
it's actually
shorts
like
shorts here.
Yeah, actually, it's about, in Celsius, it's like minus 18 at home. That was the wind chill factor yesterday, and it's like 25 here.
Yeah, I don't know the
It's
hot.
About 25, I think.
Around Ew, 20. Look what I just pulled out of Ella's nose.
Oh my God, that's nasty.
Sorry, Ella, but I bet you can breathe a lot better now.
We're going to have to do this whole podcast with that on your finger.
That on my finger.
Mm.
That's disgusting. Why did I do that?
The wonders of parenting.
It's one of those things when you see it, like it becomes this game. It's like, I gotta get it.
Yeah, that's like I've always been that way.
Yeah. But then what do you do with it when you're doing a podcast and then you got a booger on your finger for the whole podcast?
I believe you've got yourself in the
Ooh, I can wipe it on you.
Don't even think about it. I think you're in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah. We've had a lot going on this week. Ella's ear infection. She's taking it like a trooper, man.
Yeah, she's been good. I mean, she's got a runny nose and a cough, but...
She likes her medicine. It's strawberry flavored.
Yes. Yummy. Yummy. That's like Sam's. When Sam was on medication, his was banana juice.
Yeah, banana juice.
Banana flavored. And
you probably shouldn't
bananas.
Call it banana juice. I think you're supposed to call it medicine because if they find it later on, they won't take it and drink the whole thing. You're not supposed to call it candy and all that. You're supposed to call
that
it
explains
what it
my
is.
Dad and beer when I was little. Tastes like candy, son.
We've had all kids all week. I've really gotten used to this Mother's Day out 2 days a week thing. And this week, Sam's on spring break.
Yeah, he's not even here right now, is he? He's not even here. Yeah. He's not on the... Like, I usually listen to the monitor while we're doing the show, so I can hear him in bed. But he's not even here.
Yeah, they don't have school
Daytona.
This week. He's down in Daytona.
Yeah.
Driving his little battery-powered truck on the beach.
Yeah. Hosing girls, little girls down with the...
Don't go in that dirty, weird place.
I wasn't going to say, like, girls gone wild. I was going to say, like, wet t-shirt contest. Just a straight.
Exactly. Huh. Don't you feel ashamed?
I do feel a little bad.
Yeah. So, I think that's ridiculous that, what, Mother's Day out, like, they have spring breaks.
I don't get that.
Well, no. No, you know what? I do get it. I just changed my mind.
Oh, so the teachers can participate in wet t-shirt contests in Daytona Beach.
Well, the teachers have kids, and the kids probably are at school, and they have spring break, so they can all go away. I understand it now. Never mind. I'm not angry.
Is Daytona Beach still where they go for the wet t-shirt contest?
Get off the wet t-shirt contest. Oh, don't really get off the wet t-shirt.
Oh, see, now you've gone way too far. You've overstepped the boundary of a family show to an adult show. I may have to change the ratings on this show now so people understand that it's an adult show. Way to go, Heather. See, and you guys think I'm the bad one. And then that little slip up and, oh, yeah, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
We're both horrible parents.
Okay. So Dave's looking at our show notes and I wouldn't tell him what my... The next thing says Heather's two great ideas,
yeah.
And I wouldn't tell you until we're actually doing the podcast.
Okay, what are your two
Because
great
I was
ideas?
Afraid if I said them beforehand, you'd be like, that's stupid.
So I'll say it on... okay, go ahead.
Okay. I've really been thinking of ways to ease the stress in our lives, make parenting easier.
Okay, that's stupid.
All right. And I've come up with two great ideas, although I can only think of one of them right now.
Is that because you can only hold up one finger because you have a big booger at the end of it? She's just standing here pointing to everything she says because she has this big booger on her finger. Okay, go. Okay. One.
The most stressful times in a parent's life is getting out the door to go somewhere, right?
That's a repetitive, like, that's a period. That's a reoccurring.
Reoccurring time.
Ella's.
So Ella's, my idea is instead of having...
Keep talking.
I'm listening. Keep talking, please.
Instead of having a nanny service, because nobody can afford nannies, you know? Right. Instead of having a nanny service, just have a service where you can call them, almost like a taxi service. You can call them, they come, they help you get your bags packed, your diaper bags packed, they help get the kids in the car seats, they help get you out the door, they'll go back in when you forget things, all of that, just that service. Wouldn't that be great?
I like it. It's sort of like a taxi driver, like an airport limo driver who comes and puts all your bags in the trunk for you.
Exactly. Except so every time you leave, you have this lady that shows up and says, here, I'll pack the bag. Here, I'll tell my husband what shirt to wear. Here, I'll, you know, all that. Because that's when we fight the most, is trying to get out the door to go somewhere.
Right.
I think it's brilliant.
So this would be like a service of some sort.
A service of some sort.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. Maybe we should do it. Imagine having to do that for families all the time.
No, thank you. I can't remember what the other one was. It'll come to me. It's brilliant,
though. Have you seen that show on the Discovery Channel that's like the world's dirtiest jobs?
Yeah. Oh, thanks for blinding our child.
I'm taking...
Please stop. Okay.
I just took a picture of the way...
Look how she's acting. She's blind.
Oh, I'm sorry about your blindness.
She can't see anything.
Oh, I'm sorry about your blindness. I'm kissing on Ella. She's hanging upside down. I just took a picture. I'm going to put it on.
We've had a whole lot of pictures today.
I'll censor it as well. Don't worry. Yeah.
Today...
Yeah, we had lots of pictures made today.
The photographer for the local newspaper came over and took pictures.
Yeah, and then next week the reporter's coming over to interview us to do an article about two boobs and a baby.
Yeah.
Plus.
Plus.
Hey, Ella, how's it going?
But, so today, of course, we said, okay, we'll come over at 3 o'clock. Because Sam's usually up from his nap by 3, and then Ella's never asleep at 3.
Yeah.
Of course, Sam refuses to take a nap today. At 2:45, he is rotten to the core.
Man. When your kid does not have a nap.
Whining and screaming and running into things and just rotten.
He threw a book off your balcony.
Yeah, it was bad. And then Ella starts getting all dreamy and sleepy. I'm like, great, this photographer's going to show up. Ella's going to be dead asleep and Sam's just going to like bite her or something.
I think
horrible.
She thought that Sam might bite her. She seemed a little nervous. She didn't have kids, so...
No. She shows up and tell them.
Oh, yeah, they're... Sam is a ham.
Yeah.
He's a ham sandwich. Sam, whenever there's a camera, or whenever there's a stranger, Sam's always like, rah, rah, showing off and singing and dancing and...
He's dancing.
Being as cute as a button.
He was doing all these, like, cute smiles, like he knows they're cute. He was trying to be cute. And, like, he just completely changed...
And as soon as she took the camera out. But he's always been like that. Even since he was, like, born.
Yeah. Bipolar.
Bipolar as far as soon as there's a lens or a flash.
It's like, oh, this is going to be captured.
Oh, hello. Oh.
So we're going to be famous. We're going to be in the local rag.
Yep. We'll post links to that when it's out. I think it'll be in June sometime. Hey, you know what happened today?
What happened today?
Well, first of all, tell everyone what happened this morning with the weird man out in front of your window, the bedroom window.
Oh, that was neat. Well, this morning.
That sounds so weird. It's like this weird man at your window.
That was neat. There's
like,
this little man.
Neat. You should have seen it.
This morning, I heard knocking on the window. My parents they still have people coming and because they're building the house, workmen coming and doing things. Well, there was a knock on my window, and I was like, what the heck?
Our window. We sleep in the same room.
But you weren't there.
For the record. But I wasn't there.
And so
I was sleeping with Sam.
Ella was in my bed.
Yeah. This is kind of how it's been going lately. But
that's we're not doing very good according to the books. We're just not doing
well.
Very Sam
has nightmares, freaks out, and then he won't go back down. And it's
we're making
like,
Sam sound worse than he is. He's actually a really delightful.
He's a great
child.
Kid. He's a great kid.
Except very
at
happy
nights,
kid.
It's naps. Yeah. Oh yeah. He's extremely happy. But at nights, he usually gets like a nightmare, and then he won't go back down, or it's going to be like 2 hours.
I think
hours.
It's because he has an ear infection too. You know.
Maybe yeah. I hope not.
Anyways, there was this knocking on the window.
Yeah, that's true. It was great.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I look out. I didn't see anybody. I thought, that's weird. And I guess I thought it was just a workman or something. I thought, that's really creepy. So I got back in bed instead of going to check it out. I guess I was got back in bed and it did it again. And I got up and I looked and there's this little bird knocking on my window just sitting on the sill.
Now you said, was it a blue jay?
It was a bluebird.
So it was probably a blue jay. I've seen a lot of blue jays around here.
Maybe. I'm not a bird connoisseur.
You know what a blue jay looks like, though, right?
Yeah. It was not a blue jay. It had a white front to it.
All right. Which brings me to another point.
What?
So that was a nice way. It was like kind
yeah,
of
it was
like,
a good. It was a
it was
nice
like,
little way
was
to
Snow
wake
White
up.
And Seven Dwarfs?
Yeah.
That has the
yeah the
or
little
Cinderella
blue jays.
Snow White.
It's one of them. Yeah. That no, was, Cinderella had the mice. No, why?
Who had the seven helpers? The seven dwarfs?
Little helpers.
No, seven dwarfs.
Seven dwarfs.
Snow White.
Snow White.
The seven
dwarfs. It was Snow
oh,
White.
Oh, that reminds me today. Whoa, this is weird. Segue. This is totally off our topic. But I was watching Sesame Street today, and guess who was co-hosting?
Who?
Amy Sedaris. And she played Snow White. But there was only six dwarfs, and that was the whole premise. And she had her hair done up in sort of a bun.
Uh-huh.
And she looked a little, and she was dressed in like a princess sort of outfit, but she looked a little too, like a bow in her hair. She looked a little too much like her character in Strangers with Candy.
That's an excellent
comedy series.
So you need
not
to,
so good a movie.
Not a great movie.
But definitely, if you're sick and twisted and you like Stephen Colbert and just good, weird humor, check out Strangers with Candy. I'll post a link on the website, which is twoboobsandababy.com. But yeah, to that point, a bird flew right into the window today.
Yeah, poor guy.
I know, and it was a blue jay though, because he turned around, he bounced off the glass, and then he went back to a branch and he sat on the branch and I watched him for a while and he sort of sat there and then he took off.
Well, so, this is such exciting.
I thought it was not. I thought it was sort of
about
like,
birds.
No, but I was thinking some sort of Torontonian.
Connection. They're coming to get you. They're pissed. Let me in. No, no, no. Let me in.
They're everywhere. I don't know.
What do you think you're doing, traitor?
I don't know. Maybe. It's
possible. I never thought about that. Now that I'm really freaked out.
And then Jose Canseco knocked. I can't even say his name. Jose Canseco. Canseco?
Canseco.
Canseco. He did play for the Jays, right?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I'm pretty sure he did. That he came knocking on the door. And then Willie Upshaw called me. I know Willie Upshaw played.
Okay,
and so did George Bell.
Funny. You've tried
Willie
too hard.
Willie Upshaw.
You tried way too hard on that
George Bell. Swinging my arm like a bell. Ella looking at me like I'm crazy. But she's smiling anyway.
You want to talk about Patty's Day?
Patty's Day. It was grand. The crack was mighty.
Yeah, Dave and I went out with a couple friends for Patty's Day.
Yeah, we actually got out of the house. No kids.
We were screaming in the car, freedom!
Freedom! Yeah, it was good.
Mel Gibson would be proud.
Unfortunately, that's Braveheart.
Well, I know, but he yelled freedom.
But that was Scotland.
I didn't have anything to do with the movie. It's just that he yelled freedom.
Little pop culture bit for you.
Yeah.
The hills that are in Braveheart when they're running was actually in Ireland.
Oh.
I believe Wexford. So in a way, you're right.
Exactly.
And
I knew
also,
it.
The Irish in Braveheart are playing bagpipes, and those bagpipes are actually Scottish bagpipes, not Irish bagpipes. Because you can't walk around with an Irish bagpipe.
Now
you
have to sit bored down me beyond it. Belief.
All right.
These times I wonder, what was I attracted to? I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, we had a great time Patty's Day.
I'm going to post a picture of us on St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Patrick's Day. But the bad thing is that smoking is bad.
Smoking is bad.
We've already talked about this, but God, I mean, that bar was so smoky.
It was very smoky.
And you could see the smoke. Like, it was like a fog.
But you know what? It wasn't a very good St. Patrick's Day pub. It was a great bar, but first of all, they had two tins of Guinness in the fridge, which I drank both of.
I drank one.
Okay, there's three tins of Guinness in the fridge. I drank two, you drank one, but they ran out after I had two of them. Most people in the bar weren't wearing green. There was a couple people. I'm going to post pictures of this. The music that...
You sound like a St. Patrick's Day hall monitor.
No, but come on. They didn't dye their beer green, which I was proud of, because I always think that's stupid. And nobody in Ireland dyes their beer green. But the other thing, I think they would have dyed it green had they cared about St. Patrick's Day. That's my point.
Okay.
The band that played sucked. They were like this kind of whiny girl singing.
It was
really
still a fun
mellow
night out.
It was a fun night out.
Mr. Negative.
No, don't get me wrong.
It was a fun night out, but everything sucked.
No, but it was St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
So, and you'll note in the picture that I'm wearing a black t-shirt, but the pub on the t-shirt is the Crane, which is the Irish pub in Galway.
And it's where we had our first date.
Where Heather and I had our first date. So, and I was wearing green underwear.
Yes. Which he flashed all night long. I'm just kidding.
You lie like a dog. But I'm going to... should I post those pictures on our groups? Our Google groups?
Sure.
Okay, so to see those pictures...
I don't even know what you're talking about. The e-letter?
Yeah, the e-newsletter.
Okay.
We have an e-newsletter. You know about
it
by now.
Are you sure you don't want my booger?
No, thank you. It's just sitting there hardening on your finger. It's great. It's nice to watch. But I'm not going to explain the e-newsletter anymore because I think everybody understands what it's all about. But if you haven't signed up already, sign up from twobeebsandababy.com and you'll be entered into contests and things like that. But in addition to that, you'll see pictures and videos that you wouldn't see on the website.
Yeah.
So I'm going to post those St. Patrick's Day pictures on there.
Well, we were talking about how things were a little hardships around. It was kind of hard around the house here and Ella not taking a bottle. She is now, through perseverance... She will take a couple of ounces at a time,
mm-hmm.
and she's not very predictable yet.
Yeah.
But she will take just maybe like 2 ounces at a time when she's hungry. But again, you have to be like facing her. She has to be in like a bouncy seat or something. And we have to wrap a blanket, kind of crown it around her head because she's very curious and she looks at everything. And Jesus. These little fish have to be playing in front of her to distract her.
It's complicated.
It's very complicated.
Although she actually ate the... What is she doing? Oh, she's rubbing her nose. I didn't rub my nose.
Do you have another booger?
But I actually walked her the other day and was able to feed her while I was walking. But she didn't eat too much.
Yeah.
We got an email.
Oh, yeah. That was a great email.
From Anna Kulas Hink. And I'm sorry if
sorry,
I said
Anna.
That your name wrong. Sorry, but anyways, it says, "Hi guys, been listening to your struggle over getting Ella to take the bottle. It could be that she will never take it. My son just turned 5 months and I have tried everything. Different nipples, positions." I hope that means her nipples. Positions, people. Oh gosh, maybe different people.
It's different people's
Anna,
nipples.
Let's talk here.
Anna.
He would either chew on the nipple or scream, so I decided to forget the bottle and go for the sippy cup. It's been slow going, but we are at the point now where more milk is going down rather than ending up on his shirt. Here's a link to a site that has plenty of info about getting baby to accept a bottle as well as alternatives to bottle feeding. And I'll post those links on Two Beebs and a Baby.
Good.
In the show
we haven't
notes.
Tried the sippy cup. I think I'm going to persevere with this bottle because she is starting to take it.
She seems to be.
And then, if all else fails, sippy cup, which is great. And I went to the link that she said, and it was really good. They have great message boards and
there's actually
such.
There's also an email here from... says, "Dave and Heather, thanks for saying hi. Actually, Kate from Canberra and I know..." Oh, I'm sorry. I should have tried to read this from the start. Let me try again. "Dave and Heather, thanks for saying hi. Actually, Kate from Canberra and I know each other. We are members of a national breastfeeding organization here in Australia." And this is from Donna. Okay. So
it's all coming together now.
The Aussies are united through breastfeeding. So here is a link to the website, and I will post that on our show notes as well. There's forums on here. The forums on here are excellent. And I thought the info here might interest Heather and help with preservation of her nipples. Something about a link about breastfeeding and biting. She also says, my son's girlfriend in Walmart. What is really funny is that she is at college, but she does have a part-time job at Walmart.
We are sorry.
So we will see what comes of that.
And I am sure that the Walmarts in Australia are great, and the employees are fantastic.
And I'm sure the employees are fantastic here. The truth is I try to avoid Walmart. I don't go very often, but so there you go. And she actually sent us another email. Because remember last we were talking about blowing noses, and now that Sam's getting stuffy again.
This was excellent. Yeah.
Hi, guys. I taught all my boys to blow their nose as one of their standard animal noises. Sam does monkeys, so I'm sure he's ready to learn these. So she wrote it out like shark. Da-da-da-da-doo-doo-da-da-da. Think of the Jaws thing. A camel, fake hawk, and spit. Guaranteed laugh. Bunny rabbit, teach when child does not have a cold. Blow nose. Then when they need to blow, tell them to make a bunny in the tissue. That's great.
That is great. Never thought about that.
No. Almost caught up with your podcast, so I might get to check the blog one day. And I listen while driving between home and work, so I guess it's hard for her to get online. But that's from Donna from Townsville,
Donna.
North
that's
Queensland,
great.
Australia. There's also an email from... Here, you read this.
Oh, yeah. This is great. This is from Trisha. Yeah.
That's right.
This email is great. It's from Trisha from Toronto. It says... are you going to do the podcast or are we going to do the podcast?
Ella's saying hello to Toronto.
Say, you're giving a shout out to T.O., huh?
T. Dot.
Yeah.
All right, Ella, you tell her.
Ella's got her little Canada shirt on. She's representing.
She is. Her little, it's true. She's wearing a little Canada shirt.
It says, it's Trisha from Toronto chiming in. I really do have to say that the city of T.O. is not the same without you.
Aww.
Yeah, we know. Glad to see you're starting to settle down in your new digs. Just a note, I too was allergic to penicillin as an infant. I broke out in a bad rash, just like Sam did. But it said, heard in some cases you can grow out of the allergy. So it wasn't until I was a young adult and moved from Ottawa to Toronto that I decided to get tested. Guess what? I wasn't allergic anymore. So please don't worry. Sam may grow out of it in due time. I've never heard of that you can grow out of penicillin.
I actually thought, I thought I'd have heard that, but I didn't really know about it. So that's actually great to know.
Yeah. Well, my sister was saying, because my niece is allergic as well, and she said you have to be so careful, because even though it's in their chart and you say it, so many doctors have tried to give her a form of penicillin. Like, they don't listen, or they just don't really read the chart very well, or what have you. So it's something that, we have to stay on top of.
And Nicole from Australia, another Aussie, sent us an email. She's actually from Australia, but she's in Canada at the University of Victoria in BC. Lovely Victoria. And she sent us an email with lots of tricks for children. Not like magic tricks or anything.
Quiet down.
But some really interesting sort of psychological...
Ooh, I love manipulating kids. What about that? And I haven't had a chance to read through that one yet.
To be honest.
Manipulate. Yeah.
There's some for Ella and some for Sam.
See, she thinks it's great.
She loves it.
You have no idea. I'm manipulating. Yeah.
She's laughing. Do it again.
Manipulate. Yeah.
She's laughing.
I love to be manipulated, Mommy.
Do it again.
This is going to get annoying. Manipulate. Yeah.
Just do the yeah part.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyways, we're gonna read through these, and then we'll post a link to them on the website as well. So check them out, and we'll talk about them next week. So
thanks for all the great emails.
Yeah, thanks for writing, guys. If you want to send us an email, write to boobsbaby@gmail.com. You can post a comment on the website so that others can share your comments and reply to them as well. which we always love to see. And you can give us a call on our audio comment line.
206-337-1257.
Yeah, just leave a message at the beep, and we'll include it probably on an upcoming show. And you can also, if you don't want to dial the long-distance number, you can come to the website, twobeepsandababy.com, and you can actually record a message right on the website through your microphone on your computer. So, and it's pretty easy to do. You just hit record.
And we have a lot of giveaways lined up.
We have so many contests. So lots of good stuff coming up.
So we got to get ourselves organized, first of all. Yeah. And then, so make sure, though, that for the giveaways, we're just going to go through the people that are signed up for the e-newsletter.
That's right.
So make sure you sign up, and probably next podcast, we'll give you information about our next one.
Yeah, we'll have another one really soon. I also want to let you guys know that I'm hooked onto Facebook. Facebook is sort of like MySpace for adults. That's sort of how they spin it now. But Facebook originally actually was for high school kids, and it was just different schools that members of different schools. But Facebook.com is where Facebook lives. But basically, you can create your own profile on it and show your hobbies and all this stuff. But you would be so surprised. What are you doing? Ew!
I finally wiped that booger off.
Nasty. Right on the show notes too. That's nasty. Oh, gross. But, sorry, we're talking like that because Ella's just looking at us really funny. She's got a great little look on her. But anyway, so if you go to Facebook, you can actually find lots of friends and people that you know, surprisingly. But I'm on there now. Heather's not on there yet. I
just signed up.
You did?
Yeah, but you gave me grief because you're like, you're not going to check it again. So why sign up if you're never going to go back and check it?
Will you check it?
I will try.
You're not checking it. But anyway, I'm on there now. And I started a Two Beebs and a Baby group, because you can create your own groups on there, just for the halibut. So if you want to drop by, I'll have a link to that from the show notes. And you can also, what happened? I'm crashing here.
I don't know.
I think I'm tired.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't yawned.
You haven't yawned yet. No. I think we need to sign off on this one.
We do. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention one really, really quickly, too. Is I started a new blog, a blog called New Media Nashville, since we've moved to Nashville, just about new media stuff, about podcasting. So if you're interested in the workings of podcasts, or if you're interested about any sort of new media technology, web stuff, basically geeky things that I'm into, I'll post messages, and of course about Nashville and about Tennessee life and things on that website. And if you're interested in that, go to newmedianashville.blogspot.com. You can actually get to it from newmedianashville.com if you want to. But that's about it.
Sounds fabulistic.
Adios, amigos.
Ciao. Yeah, yeah, yeah.